Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, yesterday we played Cake Roulette, and I'd like to say that it definitely was me that got the laxatives in the cake. And I'm completely... You know it's supposed to be like, was it 6 to 10 hours after you've eaten the cake,
yeah,
but laxatives take a hold. To be honest, by like 10, 11 o'clock at night, I'd completely forgotten about it. And then I was like, oh, back in a minute. And then literally I was on the loo for about 20 minutes.
Right.
And then through the night, getting up, I would say once every hour. It wasn't nice. You just get like a gurgling thing in your stomach and then you're off. And you can't stop. You have to run.
Thanks.
I just thought I'd give you an update because lots of people want to know.
Well, I'm glad it all worked then.
Well, it did work. It's not something I'll be doing again in a hurry. Well,
you don't know, do you?
Also, though, Becky's not here today.
No.
Hmm. Did she have... She had some of the cake and she wasn't quite sure whether she had a piece with laxatives or not.
She'd have to be particularly stupid to put laxative in yours and hers. Originally, she just thought that she'd put them in one slice and got them mixed up.
I don't know, but she's not here. She's not here, so... Anyway, that was what happened to me last night. And my bottom. Yes?
Did you record it?
No, I didn't record
it. Ah, but you said you were going to record it.
I didn't record
it. You said there was nothing that was going to... Not that I want to hear it, but there was nothing that was going to stop you from recording it, you said. Because, in your words, you're a professional.
Seriously, when you've got to go, you've got to go. I didn't have time to press record and play.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, the big match tonight is
Chelsea against Manchester United in the Champions League final.
And you'll be supporting who?
I'll be supporting Manchester United, Scott.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
Because you know earlier on you're having that chat through there.
That chat through there?
Yeah.
What,
you're having a little chat earlier.
Yeah.
And we kind of overheard the chat you were having.
What?
And I was astonished at what I was hearing.
Oh, what have you done? What hilarious thing have you done here?
I couldn't believe it. Listen to this.
I love Chelsea. Why do I deny it? Oh, for God's sake, man. How long have you been working on that? I love Chelsea. Why do I deny it? How many old things of me saying did you have to trawl through to edit that together?
That wasn't the only bombshell.
Also, I'm starting to love Liverpool better than Manchester United. Do you know what? Today, it just isn't a laughing matter.
No.
No.
Then it started to get a little bit
kind of
homoerotic.
But I'd rather have Frank Lampard mud wrestling with Cristiano Ronaldo together.
Yeah.
That's better than the Champions League final.
And I don't know what this is about.
I love confusing a man for a lady. How does that happen? Hey!
What is that?
Where's that last bit? Confusing a man for a lady. How does that happen? That last one didn't sound like it was edited. That's the worrying thing.
And then...
I love mud wrestling with some old women in a shed.
Yeah.
What, have you just had...
We need to hear your conversations out there more often.
Have you just had far too much time on your hands? I love Chelsea. Why do I deny it?
Come on, it's not as bad as what you edited together.
What did I edit together?
Me, you and my mum.
I'm hearing you bought a new hot tub, my darling.
I did, yeah.
See, that's pretty gross.
Do you have a bathing suit to wear in the hot tub?
No.
Oh, well... We'll have to do some skinny dipping then.
Fine, mate.
Would that be all right?
That's fine.
See, I don't see how that's any worse.
That's editing in an amusing comedy way.
Sandra, right. I'll come round tonight after the show. Do you want me to, bring my baby oil?
Well, smooth ride's always good.
A smooth ride is always good. That's a good punchline. Some things you can't mess with or laugh about, and football's one of them.
How is that different to this?
Also, I'm starting to love Liverpool better than Manchester United.
Seriously, stop it. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
By the way, Becky hasn't been fired for putting laxatives in a cake that the DJ ate yesterday, nor has she been hospitalised. She's just having a few days off. But what a way to leave. It makes me miss her a lot, you know. Put a few laxatives in a cake. Well, I miss you so much, Becky. Seriously, as Zane said yesterday,
countdown to Bumageddon.
That's what it was like in my house last night.
Was it?
Oh, God.
Counting down to Bumageddon around yours.
Could have made a film about it.
What?
Not the kind of film you'd queue up for, though, is it really?
Well,
can I have two tickets for Bumageddon, please?
Can't imagine my local view showing that.
Not a date movie, is it, really?
No.
First date movie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Very different reaction to that on the text. People who are Manchester United fans and people who really aren't. And there's no kind of in-between, is there?
No.
Hayley in Birmingham has been on. Scott, I used to love you. Wanted your babies and everything. Now I'm disgusted with you. Is she a Manchester United fan?
I don't know. I've never met her, but I would assume so.
Right. Chappers just hit him. Matt from Chester.
Okay, Matt.
I think he's probably a fan.
Your wish is my command.
Chappers shouldn't be so miserable. It's only football.
Seriously, just leave me alone.
Okay.
Go away.
You just don't like it.
I love Chelsea. Why do I deny it?
But I won't play that. Sorry. I won't play that. I'm sorry. I now realise you do take it very seriously. And I know that you're very sensitive at the moment. Have you got that nervous feeling?
I'm very nervous, yeah.
I love, right?
I hope we win so I can just pop down and celebrate in the tub with your mum.
I don't get it, right? But I love it that you can get so excited about something.
Now what, back to the football?
Because I don't have that in my life. I don't have anything that I get as excited about as you do about football. And I kind of wish I had a bit of that football gene implanted in me sometimes.
Oh.
I do, just so I could get excited.
I'm not going to implant it.
Okay.
To make that clear.
That's good. Well, best of luck for tonight anyway. May the best team win.
No.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Was your Polish clean around this morning?
Yesterday, why?
All right. Well, I just wondered after Bumageddon what her feelings are towards you.
No, it's another week before she comes now.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you not do any cleaning in that time?
Yeah, I will do.
Are you?
I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to clean your loo.
I really
am. You can't leave your toilet a week without.
I'm not going to. Seriously. By the way, Bumageddon might happen at any time during this show today because it's still happening.
Really?
Yeah. So if I have to go, you just need to be ready to step in and take over, okay?
I really don't want to be part of Bumageddon.
Just need to be able to play records and talk if I have to go, okay?
I'm well aware of what you do.
Right, okay. Hey, has that person upstairs told you he saw on the train today? He's very excited. Someone who works here sent me a text earlier, and he's been running round the office at Radio 1, so excited. First thing he tells everybody in the office today.
I haven't been told this.
Guess who we saw on the train?
I don't know.
Victor Meldrew's wife off of One Foot in the Grave. He's so excited. He was sat right next to Victor Meldrew's wife on the train. Can't stop telling people.
And when he told you, what did you say? Because I'm fighting saying it, but go on.
No, I didn't actually say
it. Did you not say it?
The first question that everyone's been asking him when he tells us about the fact that he's seen Victor's wife on the train is, did you say it then? Come on, did you say it? Because you have to, don't you? If Victor Meldrew's wife is sat within earshot on a train carriage with you in it, what do you... I mean, you're going to say it, aren't you?
You are.
I don't believe it! Of course you are. How would you be able to hold back? I wouldn't be able to resist. And she would laugh and laugh and laugh.
She would. You would probably make her day if you said that to her.
He didn't say it. How did he not do that? I wouldn't have been able to hold back.
You'd have been straight in there.
Anybody from One Foot in the Grave, doesn't have to be Victor, his wife, anybody, Angus Deaton.
Angus Deaton.
I would have still said it. There are other things you could have said to Angus, but I'd still go, I don't believe it. I would. I just don't understand how you'd be able to do that.
I know.
Like, come on, 81199, if you have seen a celebrity, right, let me know, and you've...
Said I don't believe it to them.
No, you've said their own catchphrase,
right, okay.
Because they love it. When you say their catchphrase back to them, they absolutely love it. Like Catherine Tate, when she's walking down the road, like doing a bit of shopping for groceries, etc., there's nothing she likes more than hearing from across the street, am I bothered, though? I'm not bothered. So they all love it, seriously. I don't know how he did that. I would have been straight in with the I don't believe it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Time for more of Becky's Classifieds. You know, Becky works on the show. She's not here today. Not here for the rest of the week. But